Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you the Sports Show.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're riding high. We are riding high from last night. We'll get to that.
There's a Sports Show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Sports Show at Sports Show Podcast. The Sports Show TV on YouTube. CJSW 90.9 FM. We're there too. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. I'm here with my partner.
What's up, partner?
Mitch, the heel. Hoja.
Oh, you know what? That's hilarious. Your voice sounds a little hoarse.
It's a little hoarse.
Uh-huh.
It was a little bit of a late one.
Uh-huh.
I was working the crowd after the crowd last night, Mitch.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, last night, February 17th, history went down. Dimitri and I, along with our good friend Mike, from Sunday Main Event, hosted
Sunday Night's Main
Sunday
Event.
Sunday Night's Main Event, thank you. Commentated the legendary Dudgeon Wrestling Show. What a fun night. I was so nervous going into this whole week.
It's crazy.
Because I didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? I didn't know what to do. And then so they tell us, okay, guys, we're tapping you on the shoulder. Can you come and do this? We said, sure. They go, what time? The event starts at 5 is when people were expected to come and meet some of the wrestlers. 7 is when they start, you know, body slamming each other. Can you guys get there at 1:30? So we're like, yeah, sure, why not? So we get there, and then you see the excellence of execution across from you. I'm telling you, I've been starstruck a few times in my life. Once with Terrell Owens, who to this day will never get my forgiveness.
No, Terrell,
you did was wrong, and let me tell you something, Terrell. That's legendary. Mr. Hart, what a class act.
That was in the clothing store, wasn't it?
With that was the clothing store.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It was.
Where was he playing at that time? Was he in Dallas?
I think he was in Dallas.
I think he was in, anyways.
Positive he was in Dallas.
I'm just trying to poke and prod you. You know what's crazy? Bret the Hitman Hart, he's been retired for some time. And he's in the ring and he's helping. It was really cool. Actually, you know what? I love that we did get there early just to set up, get comfortable.
Right.
You know, we've been doing, what episode is this of our podcast?
247.
247. We've done 247 of these. We do the Hellenic Melodies, the Greek show on Saturdays. We're going to do right after this.
Right.
And this was just a different game. So it was nice to go in and calm the nerves down.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat to see the different wrestlers, how they're working on a couple spots, but they're not overly, like those matches aren't overly scripted. They just know a few cues and the finish. And then they really leave it in the ring and go with the flow. And that was so cool to see. But to watch Bret Hitman Hart get invigorated, being in that ring, helping that next generation out, giving them some tips and tricks and his expertise and the passion, it was awesome. We're just happy to be a part of it. So thank you to the Hart family, Jade Dallas. Thank you so much, Bret Hitman Hart, yourself, everyone involved, Mike. Sunday night's main event. If you're a wrestling purist,
yes,
I'm telling you, this guy Mike that we work with can't say enough nice things about you. Go download the podcast or follow it. Sunday night's main event. It's on Spotify, all channels, all of those things as well.
Thank God for Mike. He was great. What a legend that guy is. I mean, honestly, guys. Hopefully the stream will come up soon. You guys can watch it and download it. But his cadence, his voice, the way he describes the match, the way he calls it. Yeah. Maybe second to none, and I'm not even joking. I've been talking about it all week ever since I got the rip and stuff like that, and I got to listen to it. It was excellent. So congratulations to the whole show. It was fun. But with that being said, A lot of friends and family, by the way. Thanks for coming down. You know, Grumpy Alex was there with my cousin Dimitra. Old cousin Jim was there. Your brother and your brother-in-law, the other Mitch and Tass. It was fantastic. So thanks to everyone who came and supported us as well. It was really, really fun. But with that being said, as good as that event was, Dimitri, we got to talk about what happened almost 1 week ago to the day. Super Bowl 57 was played in Phoenix, Arizona. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a new Super Bowl champ. We kind of know who they are. The Kansas City Chiefs come back and win this game and basically just tore a strip off Philadelphia. We thought this was going to be a defensive battle. It was not on either side of the ball. Kansas City played, in my humble opinion, the greatest, maybe best second half I've ever seen of a Super Bowl, for sure. But more importantly, they did it right. No mistakes, flawless. Dimitri, what'd you think of the Super Bowl? What'd you think of Rihanna? Give me the whole play-by-play. What'd you like about Super Bowl 57?
You know, Mitch, you say the defense wasn't a factor and the score would suggest as much, but at the same time, I should say it's not like they played a perfect defensive game on either side. However, in Kansas City's credit, they did at least make some defensive plays.
Sure.
Right? I was a little disappointed, Philadelphia. I don't know how you left so many people open so many times and blew, in my opinion, what was simple coverage with the wide receiver, especially man on man. I mean, I was a little dumbfounded by that, how they could get overly fooled. The Super Bowl, to me, came down to, and I love it when I call it. What do you guys want me to do? What do you want me to do? You want me to say it? It was recorded. I even posted it. I said it has felt great. Patrick Mahomes is just a guy who really, really, really wants to win. And I was so impressed with his performance. I can't say enough. I have to highlight and credit that. I mean, even in the fourth quarter when he's making runs and he's running for 15 yards to get a first down, it's incredible. The big winner here, though, is Mr. Reed. This guy, the coaching, the game plan, the different looks, the way they mixed it up was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. Everyone got their money's worth. The two best teams were there. They played the two best games of football that we could want to see from a talent and excitement perspective. It was fantastic. Halftime show. Here's my thing. This is the first time that I've ever watched a halftime show where I've said I would much rather see this live than on TV, because usually TV would, you know, you get the camera angles and they add the theatrics and they could do so much more and they can enhance the experience. Well, they had people on those platforms. It looked like Mario Brothers. Yeah. It was crazy. But they didn't really show it too much. And I don't blame them, because Rihanna's on the bottom, at least in the first part of it, singing, doing her thing. But they didn't show the real theatrics of it. So that's where I got to dock the marks, but not a lot, because it was an excellent halftime show. You got someone who is very popular. Music was great. They didn't overdo it. They didn't underdo it. She came in prego, still rocked out a performance.
True.
Went 14, you know, stories high.
Yeah.
To crank it out. I mean, what more do you want?
I thought, you know, we'll start with the Rihanna. I thought it was great. I won't lie to you. I mean, all her songs, let's call it what it is. We know them all, so you feel a little good about knowing all the songs. Starting with, like, Bitch Better Get My Money. You always like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a great way to start any
song. Yeah, you got
to
get that money.
Got to get that money. The fact that she was prego, I better not hear my wife ever complain about being pregnant again if she ever gets pregnant again.
Yeah, and hold on. And you work from home, people.
Yeah.
You, all you people, like, I gotta work from home because
she performed.
I can't. Hey.
And she was tethered in. Like, they had her safety at heart. They had it all. And she performed. I didn't see her complain. I'm just saying.
No, but she could have worked
from
home.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
But overall, yeah, great. I thought it was a fun performance. I thought it was one of the better ones I've seen in a long time. I will also say this. The national anthem. Okay, look. I can't remember the country singer, because I'm just thinking about this right now. I loved it. I mean, Sirianni, the coach of Philadelphia, is bawling his eyes out. He's crying. It's passionate. I felt a little nostalgic. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even American. I was feeling it too.
It's a good anthem.
It's a good anthem.
You know, the flag was still there.
It was. It sure was.
After the bombs were bursting in the air. It's crazy.
You know what wasn't there? The Philadelphia defense. Now, here's the thing. You go into the second half. You're feeling good about yourself. Jalen Hurts is playing a great game. He had literally one mistake that turned into a fumble and literally took it into the end zone to score a touchdown. Outside of that, Jalen Hurts played, in my humble opinion, the best out of everybody. Like, even Patrick Mahomes. But here's the thing. Philly, when you have the lead, this is when the defense is key, essential. Where were you? Number one rated defense all year. Number one pass rush. It's as though you guys just started this week. I don't know what happened. Maybe I do. It's called Andy Reid and his coaching staff. Yeah, because when that defense was a non-factor, that shows you Philadelphia had no game plan for what Andy Reid said. I know how to neutralize you guys. We got burned once before by Tom and the Buccaneers. It ain't happening again on my watch, boys. And watch this. And then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce did exactly what we all thought they would do. And to your point, yes, how do you guys keep getting open? Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hunt family, the guys that own Kansas City, they are the guys that said, hey, we're putting together this little thing. And the coaching staff and the MVP and Patrick Mahomes. This is a beautiful, or maybe, dare I say, the best football organization that we've seen in years. People argue about the New England thing. This is like a really good, and you can tell they all like each other. Like, you know, in New England, towards the end, you realize there was a little animosity or something. I mean,
family dinners were awkward.
They got weird, didn't they?
Yeah, like they were separated. We're like, honey, are we going to tell the kids yet?
Yeah. Now, Dimitri, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
The call at the end. Do you like it, not like it? For those that don't know, there's about a minute 30 left in the game. It's third down. Juju Smith-Schuster is making a move. Defender from Philadelphia grabs his jersey. He even admitted, went on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff after and said, yeah, I grabbed his jersey a little bit. And the referees called it. If they don't call it, they kick the field goal. And then about a minute 30 with two timeouts left, Philadelphia's got the ball to either tie it or win it. I got to be honest, you know me, I hate instant replays. But I also hate that when a referee kind of wrecks the game. And that's what it was. I think he wrecked. It was not a blatant grab. It wasn't anything. And that's 2 weeks in a row now, right? Where Patrick, when he got hit on the sideline, fine. That kind of made sense. But this one, you can't let this go in the Super Bowl? Come on.
I'm really, really, really torn on this one, and all I know is that clearly Jesus is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, or maybe a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Likes him, sure.
I didn't realize he laid money on the spread. Look, the reality is that Kansas City hits the field goal no matter what. Kansas City goes up 38-35. So when you look at that and you say, what's worse, putting it in their favor to really seal the deal? Or given the ball for Philadelphia to have an opportunity to take the lead to seal the deal.
Right.
In a perfect world, we would have loved to just, give them a minute. They can only make it to get the field goal. Then we get into overtime. And then we get into some real, real good stuff. Mitch, the unfortunate reality is that it was a penalty. It was past the point, it was. And the problem is this.
Yeah.
The refs on the sideline. Watching it from the, like, when he wrapped up.
Right.
Okay, so it's not like he was in, the guy did it in the worst possible spot.
Right.
At the worst possible time. But he has no choice. I agree with the call. Look.
Come on.
I do. Because it was a penalty. It is a flag. But the problem is was it a weak one? Yeah, it's not the worst tussle we've ever seen. It's not the worst hold we've ever seen.
No, of course
it's not. I mean, yeah, you kind of want to play. However, if you watch the replay and you continue to go, where Mahomes put the ball, and if that guy had that half second to react, it's a touchdown. He's at that spot where the ball is. And you got to run it. The crappy thing, yeah, it was it's the same thing that happened with the Bengals. Yeah, it was a penalty. Does it suck? Yeah, it sucks. But at the same time, you knew it. Why that? Okay, that corner. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing too. Watch what's been happening all
game. Bradbury's his name.
Okay,
I just remembered. Yeah.
Thank you. How many times did he blow coverage through the game?
Lots of times.
Okay, so obviously,
Yeah.
He was kept cheating because he kept getting beat.
Listen.
I agree with the call. It just, it sucks, but it's he ruined it for the Eagles, not the ref.
You can say that. I can see your point. I get your point. But you know what? Call that. If you're going to make that call, call it in the second and third and fourth quarter, but not with a minute or 2 minutes left in the game. When you know it's that big. If it happened on the 30-yard line, it wouldn't have bothered me so much. But where, because the field goal at that moment might have been whatever. From where they were, it wrecked. Like, that was a great Super Bowl. 38-35, Vegas is loving it. The fans are loving it. It doesn't matter if you like these teams or not. It was a good Super Bowl. Yeah. It was back and forth. And that's how you end it? I'm sorry. I can't get behind it because the referees affected the final. That's what happened here.
Mitch, I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But the referees, he's handcuffed as well. What is he going to do? Not call it.
Exactly.
Not make that call. Yeah, but he's there. That's the problem. He's there. He's right there.
Dimitri, I promise you, he saw that 10 times during the game. I promise you, he saw it 10 times. And he decides to call a new issue day. A new issue day, you call it?
You're cleaning your fishbowl. A new issue day? Hey, want everyone to watch what happens to your fish. So
well, you know, I will say this. Philadelphia fan, I'm sorry you guys lost the Super Bowl, but be pretty excited because Jalen Hurts showed the world that he ain't no joke. This kid's here to play. And with all due respect, two-time MVP Patrick Mahomes. People are even talking about GOAT status this early.
Take it easy.
Hey. Relax.
Listen.
Relax.
The Kansas City Chiefs are without question the next in line if they really want to be, as long as the organization stays together. I don't know how much gas is left in the tank for Andy Reid. I suspect he's still got a little bit because you can't help but get invigorated by playing alongside all of these people. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, you look at, like, Gronk, Brady, Mahomes, Kelsey. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of notice as to what's going on here. You need the receivers, but you need these slick, wily tight ends.
You want them.
You want them on that wall. You need them on that wall. You guys, take notice. This is, I like what's saying. Go. No. Everyone relax. In my opinion, you can't talk about it until you get to four Super Bowls.
I agree with you. I mean,
and end of story.
He's got some more work, and he's young. Like, just let him work. He's on his way. He's fine.
Let him work.
Work.
You see how I put the Rihanna in
that
there?
That was brilliant.
A new issue day.
All right. It's trade alert time. Trade alert. We're off to the NHL. I don't know if you saw it. It happened while we were doing dungeon wrestling last night. Ladies and gentlemen, the capital of the United States of America's, of the world's, of Canada's, Toronto, pulled off a trade in a three-way. Not a two-way. They decided, we're going to make this trade. It's going to be a three-way trade.
My kind of trade.
That's right. The best kind of trade. Ladies and gentlemen, who cares about the other guys? But the one guy that ended up being in Toronto, Dubas said, hey, I'm going all in. Welcome, Toronto Maple Leaf fan, Ryan O'Reilly, to your Toronto Maple Leafs. Dimitri, love the move? Hate the move? What a move! What do you think?
Everybody now has to watch out and respect the Maple Leafs. This is a guy that you need. This is a guy, first of all, he's going to be deep at center. We know it. Mm-hmm. This guy is a locker room guy, a locker room captain. How do I know that? Because I work with CD, who played with him and told me as such.
Oh, okay? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a character guy. This is exactly the glue that you need. And he's young enough. He's still capable. He's deep at center. I mean, guys, this to me is a scary, scary trade. And Dubas, I don't know what to say to you. You're like, look at that. You're knocking off the fuzzy on the microphone. That's how great I'm going right now. I got to give Dubas a lot of respect here because He is going all in. He has been going all in. And at the moments you think he doesn't get it, he pulls a stunt like this,
yeah.
and you say, yeah, he really does get it. Because at the end of the day, all I see this guy doing is everything and anything possible to win a Stanley Cup. And man, oh man, oh man, I love it. This was a dangerous play. Everyone's got to watch out over there.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at this, and I've always liked Ryan O'Reilly. I love him in St. Louis. I mean, this is a team, if you guys remember from a few years ago, right before COVID, obviously, St. Louis was the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
They put it together and win the Stanley Cup. A lot of different factors, but he was a major, major reason for it, right?
He's the captain of the team. It's amazing.
He has kept that team together, I mean, amongst their ups and downs. And then you look at what Toronto has. They already have the Mitch Marner, who's having a career year. You got the Jonathan Tavares, who's kind of been revigorated. I think he's kind of back a little bit. Former MVP and still a good player, Austin Matthews. And Michael Nylander ripping it up. And everyone's like, well, you guys need a goalie. You need a defenseman. And this is kind of that hybrid, right? He is always up for the Selkie. And so you're getting another little offensive talent and a good defensive guy. This, to me, brilliant, brilliant play. Where we're all thinking goalie and defense, Dubas goes, I got a little something for you. I got a little something for you.
Guys, this is exactly what any team needs, too. Like I said, he's coming off. He was the captain of the team. I'm telling you, the locker room has changed overnight in there.
Yeah.
Because you can't help. Everyone in the league respects this guy to the nth degree. It's amazing.
There was one major loser in this whole thing. Because there's been another trade that happened just the other day. And that's Tarasenko going to the Rangers. That is also a big move for those hot Rangers we'll talk about in one quick second. But the biggest loser is TSN and Sportsnet. Because March 1st is the trade deadline. And all the big names are going early. What are those guys going to do for like two, you know, leading up to the trade deadline, Dimitri? They're going to be bored out of their minds.
Oh, really? TSN's going to be bored out of their minds. O'Reilly goes to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to do exactly what they do day in, day out.
Right.
An hour of Toronto, 3 seconds of basketball, 2 seconds of Montreal, and then the highlight top 10 package.
Exactly.
Yeah, so no, they're fine.
I like the highlight.
I love the highlight.
It's a great way to catch up on during the week.
Hey, I know what a good package looks like.
Hey,
that's a good package.
We saw a lot of packages last night at Dungeon Wrestling.
We saw a lot of packages.
By the way, you know, real quick about that. A lot of guys walking around in their underwear. It's actually kind of funny when you think about it, right? You know what I mean?
What are the physiques?
Some big boys.
Buddy, that Chris Masters, dude. If you put like your hand on his top half of his torso, you'd be like, where is this centaur coming from? Like, those are horse trunks.
Yeah, it's some big legs.
I think he could gallop.
I think he was galloping to the ring.
I think he is crazy.
I don't know why he puts people in a full Nelson. You just kick people. Just kick them.
Forget the full Nelson, man. You should just scissors people's heads off.
that's murder, then.
Well,
that's murder.
Hey, it's what you sign up for when you get in that squared circle.
Here we go. We're off to the power play list, the top five. Here we go. Remember, it's all based on a curve, and what have you done for me lately? At number five, it's the LA Kings. 3 straight wins, 69 points, 1 point out of the Pacific lead. And, but I don't know anybody on their team. Exactly. That's why they're at number five. At number four, it's the Hurricanes. I'm just moving them up. You know why? Because they're going to be playing outside this week. So I give them a little respect. Inside, outside, this team can't lose. At number three, listen, it's all about accumulating points. And the Edmonton Oilers keep losing in overtime, but they keep getting that 1 point. And those points add up. Edmonton at number three. At number two, this team, I just told you, they made a trade. They got the Tarasenko. They got the Russians all over there. They're invading. It's the Rangers. They're invading at number two. And at number one, we just talked about them. Ladies and gentlemen, they have 74 points, and they said that's still not enough. We're second. We're handled. We're fine in the Atlantic. They went and got O'Reilly. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs at number one.
Can't argue. That's a great list. Great list this week.
Well, we have a shorthanded list. And on that shorthanded list, they are now two-time.
Two-time. I'm scared.
On the list.
Who is it?
It's the Calgary Flames. Listen, I can't. They're doing this to themselves. Am I doing it? Dimitri, it's not my fault. And this is why they're on the list this week. Other weeks, we might give them a hard time because they've lost a few games. The chemistry's not there. How about the other night? They lose to the Detroit Red Wings 5-2, but that's not bad enough. Daryl Sutter goes to the presser, cutting down leadership. He's like, we got no leadership in this room, and cuts down the goalies. Now, look, a couple of weeks ago, yours truly called it and said,
is this what I look like? Is this what I'm sick?
What did I say to everybody? Get these goalies to play off each other. Help them out a little bit. Don't cut them down. Well, apparently Daryl's like, oh, really? You don't think I should cut these guys down? They're not playing up to my caliber. Vladar yesterday reported, smashes his stick on the post and storms off the ice. Now you're down to one goalie. What have I been telling you, Daryl? Calm down. We're fine. We're going to figure this out, but not with things like this. Dimitri, I don't know what to tell you. Calgary, number one on the shorthanded list.
I couldn't disagree more. And yes, I know we live in Calgary, Alberta, and we're a little more passionate about it, and that's fine. The reality is every single excuse has now completely and utterly run out.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, we gave you the credit where credit is due, and we really appreciate the players that you brought in after our two best players left, okay? We gave you your credit. We gave you the benefit of the doubt when the goalies weren't playing as good as they were last year and or maybe not riding a hot hand for a little bit and understanding the two-headed monster. We gave you the benefit of the doubt that Huberdeau doesn't have that chemistry quite yet. We gave you the benefit of the doubt that Mangiapane, you paid him all this money and, you know, maybe, you know, we're reworking things. That's fine, but not at the 60-game mark anymore. Because when you do moves like that, there does come a point when you just have to show up and earn results. And I'm sorry, but it shouldn't take after a season to get chemistry for elite players in the NHL. I don't think that you have this problem with a lot of other players. A Ryan O'Reilly who's getting traded, there's no chemistry that needs to be done there, okay?
Right.
He's going to fit in smoothly and nicely and so on and so forth. You know, and here's what's really hard. Tkachuk, he didn't need that time.
No.
He didn't need that time going into Florida. He fit in pretty nicely over there as well. Listen, Calgary, bottom line, you guys just suck. Okay, you get it together.
Hot take.
Yeah, you guys just suck. You're a facade. You're fake. You're phony. Yeah, fugazi. You know what I mean? You are just not as advertised. You are great on paper. Your Tinder profile looks good. You did the up angle.
Yeah.
You done some selfies.
Look down, not the
yeah,
chin
you,
thing.
You're, exactly, yeah. Mitch. You're throwing up your photos from 5 years ago when you dropped all that weight and you were looking good. But when you get to the date, you are just not as advertised. I'm sorry, the flame has extinguished in Calgary for this year.
Boom. I think there's one solution, though, Dimitri, because the Flame fans can do one thing. Give the team a standing ovation tonight as they come in for no reason. I mean, we're good at standing ovation. Just give them a standing ovation.
Right.
Maybe that'll motivate them.
Yeah, instead of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, no wonder Vladar broke his stick.
That could help.
Yeah, they're just congratulating everybody else.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, sad.
Crazy.
Real quick, before we get off to rapid banter, two quick notes. Number one, next week on this podcast, because football is now 100% completed, nothing we can really talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm challenging Dimitri right here, live, unlive.
What?
Debate. LeBron versus Michael, GOAT status, one-on-one, next week here on episode 248. I'm calling you out.
A full debate?
A full debate about it.
Really?
Not the whole show, just one segment.
Show.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you accept my challenge?
Yeah, but I.
Do you accept my challenge?
Yes! yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be good. And that's
a nice little surprise. I didn't know you were going to hit me with that.
Yeah,
yeah, but I've kind of sided with LeBron a little bit, or with Jordan
hey,
as well.
That's your
late.
Problem. Debate. Next week.
Can we pick something else?
We'll figure it out. Let's talk this week. It's not like we're not going to talk to each other.
I'm already getting scared.
Exactly.
I'm playing the psychological game. See, we just got
But you have all the stats in your
favor,
Dimitri.
Yeah, but we were just on the wrestling show,
yeah,
right?
True.
So that's why I'm trying to, you know, I'm Okay, if me and you were wrestlers, right? Because you did the persona of the bad guy. You were the heel, which was so funny. But in if me and you were wrestlers, would you be a bad guy?
Oh, 100%. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think being a bad guy in almost everything, even in movies and just in general, is much more fun.
Yeah. I think it's easier to sell.
I think so, too. The good guy persona, the guys that were coming out and all huggy, you know, the fans and high fives and everything, I don't know. It doesn't resonate with me. It didn't go with me. I couldn't do it.
See, you got to be a good guy like The Rock and Stone Cold.
Right.
Right? Yeah, you're good, but you're a little bad.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly how it has to be.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowadays.
One last thing right before going back to the NHL. I saw this. I don't want to really talk about it, but I love this. And Flames and other teams start incorporating. You know, everyone does the father trip and the mother trip.
Yeah.
The Boston Bruins did a sibling trip. They do a trip where they bring their siblings.
Dude,
it was hilarious to watch their brothers and sisters cheering for their brothers and sisters on the ice. It was awesome, man. It was
awesome. I would have loved to be a part of that because, you know, they're at a different age too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the parents are obviously having a good time, and you know, but they still got to be a little bit respectful. You maybe might have the one odd parent that stays a little later and is like, oh, did you see?
Yeah.
You see Hondris's mom? Whoa, she, hey, whoa, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. Who, press box Patty? Take it easy over there. But the siblings, they're at a different age.
Yeah.
Right? So you know.
Well, the thing is, you gotta be careful. What if one of the guys has a really attractive, let's say, sister or something? Just say it.
Hey.
Bottom line, it looked fun.
I would.
That's all I'm saying.
I've been called for high sticking in worse places.
Off to rapid faster. Game on the line, different sports scenarios. Which of these players do you call upon to win it? Mahomes, LeBron, Messi, or Tiger? So you're in a scenario where you need, it's last second, last scenario, whatever it can be, and you need one of these guys to pull it off for you. Who do you trust the most?
In his prime, Tiger.
Prime Tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I saw him on the highlights the other day. Age, you know. Time is a ruthless thing.
It's hard.
It's expected that Green Bay will release Aaron Rodgers and his $48 million contract. Where does he go?
I still think all roads lead to Vegas.
118.7 million people watched Rihanna's halftime show. 113 million people watched the Super Bowl. Is Rihanna the real MVP?
Instagram's the real winner.
The Philly Eagles lost the championship game. The Philly MLS soccer team lost their championship game. And the Philly Phillies lost their World Series game. Is Philadelphia a loser team, or were they robbed in all three scenarios?
Losers!
Last one. Valentine's Day was on Tuesday, and one couple took it to another level and got married at the Mavericks game. Cool, not cool.
Listen, buddy, you should thank her to the moon and back.
It's unbelievable. Honey, listen. I'm thinking we get married on the Maverick hard court tonight. Your dad walks you out, and the dad walked her out, by the way. Come on, man. Come on.
You know what, though? You know what, though? Talk about cutting wedding costs.
Think
about this. Our weddings had like 300 people.
Yeah.
Okay? You got married overseas as well.
But think about it.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, and there's a lot of money that we got to put into it.
That's right.
For that. This guy invited, he pulled the move.
He pulled the move.
He invited 20,000 people for free.
Good point.
He didn't have to give them the meal. There's no buboniera or keepsake at the end.
Yeah.
You know, his costs were low. Attendance was high. National television. He doesn't need a photographer. He just has to get highlight tape. This guy's figured it out.
You know what? I take it back.
He's figured it
ultimate
out.
Ultimate move. And imagine the envelopes standing at the gates like this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're off to Maga Malaka. Last week I told you how the Super Bowl is played in different cities and different it's not played in different cities that they shouldn't be playing in, and it's not played in different countries, and we said, "Hey, we got to figure it out."
Yeah.
Carolina's taken on, I believe it's Washington in the outdoor game this weekend, and I said, "Hey, outdoor games, let's change those up." The NHL, the viewership is down 22% in the States. Ooh. So what does that mean? That they need to be revigorated. They got to be, you know, you got to reinvest. And what better way to do it? By going all around the world. Hockey, the new NBA. Let's figure it out. Outdoor games, MAGA Malacca. Where should they play? Ready?
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. Well, it's hockey. The North Pole, MAGA or Malacca.
How has it not been done? It's a winter sport.
It would be great. MAGA. Absolutely. And you don't barely any prep.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right?
You just got to get the Zamboni out there.
That's it. Once in a blue moon. The South Pole. If you got to do in the North, you got to do in the South.
You know what? It doesn't intrigue me.
Right.
I think the North is the better of the poles.
Right.
So I'm going to go Malacca.
Plus Santa's up there. Right?
Listen, you get Santa.
Right.
I mean, you got the narwhal. It's the unicorn of the sea, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's a factor. It's an attraction.
The elves will come and watch.
I actually don't even know what's in the South Pole. Do they even have penguins? Which, by the way, as I claim, the toughest pound for pound Arctic maybe overall animal of all time.
That's a good
point.
It's an
incredible herd.
To your question, I have no idea what's.
I don't know what's in the South Pole.
speaking of the South, Australia outdoor game, hockey outdoor game in Australia.
I could get behind that, and I think the Australian people would too. Rugby's
like
very rugged. Yeah. You can get the New Zealanders as well. They love their sports, and they're the right type of crowd.
Yes.
You know, they're basically, us and the Australians are way more linked than us and the Americans in terms of attitude.
Agreed. Agreed.
So I think it could work.
They love their beer. They do their thing. Hey, mate, look at that hit, mate. Hey, mate.
Not bad. Not bad.
I think it would be good.
Not bad.
Here's another cold spot. It's over in Russia, Siberia. Outdoor game in Siberia.
Whew, that would be a tough barn. They're like the Las Vegas Raiders of outdoor games. Like, that is a hard place. The Siberians, they're angry.
The black hole of the NHL. Exactly. Oof. Well, here's the thing. If the NHL can go, hey, KHL, I just gave you an idea. Siberia, outdoor game. There you go. There
amazing. You go. Someone's got to have jerseys where they're just, it's fur. Like, it's a fur pelt
that's
jersey.
That's a great idea.
It'd be unreal.
That would be fun.
You know, like, just skinning beavers. Like, just do a beaver call. And then, you know, just, it'd be amazing, you know?
I'm just going to walk away. I'm gonna
Ryan
walk
O'Reilly
away.
For the None of It Beavers.
The None of It Beavers. That's the name of the podcast. The None of It Beavers. I love it. Well, if you're going to play in some cold spots, let's try. Look, we said it before. Phoenix, Arizona wants to do an outdoor game with LA. How about the Sahara Desert? You want to impress people? Put a nice door rink. Put a nice rink out there.
Okay, I'm going to go MAGA on this one because it's not only just playing it. You go from cold to hot to cold to hot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can weather that and not come out with influenza, you're good in my books.
You took the words out of my mouth. If you can battle the flu, you're fine. You're going to win that one, exactly. All right, why not go back to the birthplace of hockey, Greece, right in front of the Acropolis. We've told you before. The statue says it all right? The emblem's there. Athens.
It's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
It's no-brainer.
It's
That's MAGA. It's got to happen.
And imagine nicely perched above everything else.
Sounds
it's
real.
Beautiful scenery. Can't beat it.
Yeah, no, they got to do it in one of the old amphitheaters.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a nice idea. All right, last one or second last one. Mexico. Listen, you want to get the guys in the South, the U.S., I told you, they're down 22% viewership. Go further south. Go to the Mexicans.
You know what? It's an untapped resource. I really think, or market, I should say. I'm going to go MAGA for Mexico. Listen, they got a city that has more people in it than our whole country of Canada. How have you not? I mean, what are we doing? The numbers game alone. Like, the NHL has 20,000 people stadiums.
Yeah.
By default, out of sheer intrigue, you're not going to tell me that 20,000 Mexicans out of a 35 million populated city aren't going to, by default, accidentally land in a stadium to watch?
Exactly.
Who cares if they like it or not? But
¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? They got ice. What's going on over here?
Yes.
They're going to just come and look anyways.
Oh, man. They're going to have so much fun with
plus all the people, all the snowbirds that go down there. You got your own in there telling the locals.
Yes.
Like, oh, come. I'll show you our customs. I'll show you our hockey.
The Mexico City gringos?
That's the name of the podcast.
The banditos.
The banditos.
They got to be the banditos.
The banditos. Last one. And I'm serious about this one. Imagine an outdoor game that's impromptu. Right now, let's just say Calgary Flames and the New York Rangers are playing tonight on Saturday.
Sure.
And they just show up at one of the local outdoor rinks and they play. Cameras come out. People are going to hear about it. We live in a world where Twitter will hear about it in 2 seconds. And the two teams literally play each other. Old school hockey on where you guys all started. Boom.
I like the idea, Mitch. The problem is now the NHL is going to hear it, steal it, and not give us our props.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
There it is.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what you guys can give us. You guys can give us a like. You can give us a follow. You can give us a mention. You can follow us on the Instagram channel at Sports Show Podcast. Get on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. The numbers are rising, but we need more. We need a little more traction. The Sports Show TV, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, CJSW 90.9 FM. It was incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you. Mitch and I, week to week, we're going to be coming up with wrestling taglines. But until we do,
right.
Episode 247,
that's right.
One for the books.
Boom.
We got to shove it in the locker.
Because
we got to hit the showers.
Boom. Have a great week, everybody.
The winner of this bout. And still, undefeated sports show champions of the world, Mitch. 2 foot Hodges. I had
Wayne Hart. Who the hell's Wayne?
Buddy, that was. I'll never.
Sorry, Wayne. I was part of the show, Wayne. It was part of the show.
I can't believe that you called the Billington brothers the fish and chips. Like, to me,
hey, I'm calling it the way I see it, boys. I'm calling it. How about Mike? What's that? Chris Masters. I call it. He's got the full Nelson.
The bike lock.
The bike lock.
Buddy, that was brilliant. I don't think Mike knew what was happening.
I'm pretty sure I would have got beaten up if more people heard what I was saying yesterday. Exactly.
About the bike lock. Such a jerk. But I hope that guy hears it and puts it in.
I challenge you, Chris Masters.
Oh!
You!
At the North Pole Pavilion.
Find us there, the Nunavut Beavers. That's a good one. I like that. Wearing pelts. I like that.
Yeah. Pelts. Who doesn't like a beaver pelt?
Who doesn't like a beaver pelt? I agree.
Okay, we got to go.
Are you going to skin the beaver?
Buddy, I got to. You know what?
We got to go.
I can't.